In the first day, we have already mentioned the five aggregates of clinging is the truth of suffering. So in order to get rid of suffering, we must understand the five aggregates. Because Buddha said the truth of suffering must be thoroughly known. Therefore, today we want to see one of the five aggregates, which is Rupa Khanda, materiality aggregate. What is this materiality? Called Rupa, Rupa Khanda. In Sutta, Buddha constantly mentioned Rupa Khanda consists of four elements. Pathavi Dhatu, earth element, Apo Dhatu, water element, Pathavi Apo Tejo Dhatu, fire element, and Vayo Dhatu, wind element. And in Mahahatti Padopama Sutta, Majjhima Nikaya, Venerable Sariputta mentioned, what is this earth element? Whatever in the body, from top of the head, whatever in the body, which is hard, you feel hard, that is earth element. And it is clung to, whatever hard in the body, and it is clung to as I, myself, that is earth element. So try to see your body. Which part of the body is hard?
Bones.
Yes, bone, very clear. Head hair, right? Head hair, body hair, nail, teeth, skin, and all the inside, the organ, which have soft heart. Soft and hard is only relatively. So when you try to pay attention from top of the head down to the sole, if whatever part you feel hardness, then mentally you must know it is earth element. The second one is Apo Dhatu, water element. Venerable Sariputta said, whatever in the body is watery, flowing, that is water element. So what is the watery in the body?
Saliva?
Yes, correct. Only one?
Blood?
Tears.
Yes, tears,
urine,
sweat, blood, bile, spittle, right? So whatever you can find in the body which is watery and flowing, that is called water element. The third one is fire element, Tejo Dhatu. Tejo Dhatu, Venerable Sariputta say, whatever in the body is fiery, is called fire element. So what is fiery in the body? Acid. We call digestive fire. We didn't call acid. We call digestive fire that digests the food, digest what the drinks and so on. So digestive fire is called fire element. What else?
Every cell. Every cell makes hot.
We call temperature, the bodily temperature. Without bodily temperature, our body become rotten, right? And also there is one very important factor that is responsible for your skin to become wrinkled, for your hair to turn to gray.
Hormone?
Hormone is scientific name. During Buddha's time, maybe we don't use scientific. That's called maturing fire. There's one maturing factor in the body, which is fire element, that makes the skin become wrinkled, turn the hair, become gray, and so on. So for those who have strong fire element in the body, his hair turned to gray very fast. I have one student who is about 30, 40 years old, but all her hair already turned to white because he told me that he has very strong fire element in the body. So you see, what Buddha says is very correct. Even though it is 2,600 years ago, Buddha told us already, if you have strong fire element, then you age very fast. And the last one is wind element. What is wind element? Whatever in the body that is pushing, motion, pushing, motion, support, pleasure, that is wind element. Or whatever air in the body is called wind element. So if you pay attention from top of the head down to the sole, and whatever you see, whether it appears sensation or pain, whatever in the body, all are manifestation of four elements. And what are the causes for the four elements in the body?
Mind.
Yes, there are four causes. One of the causes is mind. For example, you get very angry. When you get very angry, the anger mind produces four elements in the body, and inside that four element, fire element become predominant, become very strong. For this reason, when one gets angry, the face become red, the whole body become very hot. Okay, what are the three factors?
Food.
Very good, food. So when you eat, let's say chili, spicy food, then the fire element in the body, it produces four elements in the body, and body become hot. So the food also affect the four elements in the body. And when you don't take any food for a few days, the four elements become weak. The four elements in the body, without receiving any nourishment, it become weaker and weaker, weaker. Then your body also become weak. Okay, what are the...
Weather.
Very good. Weather. Weather is another reason to affect our body. When weather is cold, then the element in the body is in one different mode. And when weather is hot, then the whole body, the element in the body also change. Okay, last one.
Movement
produced by mind. Emotion is mind, already mentioned. So when we are emotion, our body, when are happy, body become very energetic, right? When we are sad, body become very dull. So it's four elements produced by mind. I think last one you do not know. It's not your belief. The last one is karma. We call karma born materiality. So some people, because of previous good karma, so when they are born, they have strong, very good and balanced four elements, therefore they are always healthy. And for some, they may have some deficiency karma in the past, and when this life, when they are born, they have some deficiency. For example, myself, I have very weak digestive fire. This also because of my past unwholesome karma. So we understand the four elements in the body are effect of four causes. And they are not, these four elements in the body are not a permanent self. Not a permanent self, you cannot control it. You cannot control it to be, I want my body to be like that. I want my body to be like this. No, it's beyond our control. So when we practice four elements meditation, the purpose is to see the body composed of four elements. That's not the concrete body as we see through the eyes. And as you pay attention to the four elements again, one by one, but earth element, fire element, earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, again and again, and you will see this element keep on changing. And also, the other purpose of practicing four elements is to see the non-self nature of these four elements. When you understand the non-self nature of the four elements, then you understand the non-self nature of the body, so that the mind will not cling to the body as I, my, myself. This is what Buddha said, the materiality aggregate should be thoroughly known. When you thoroughly know the body is composed of four elements and it's not I, my, myself, and the mind let go of clinging. Now, how to practice these four elements meditation? First, you keep your attention. First, you must understand the characteristic of each element first. Let me repeat. Earth element has six characteristics, hardness, roughness, and heaviness. And the opposite one, hardness versus softness, roughness versus smoothness, heaviness versus lightness. However, the most important characteristic in the earth element is hardness. So if you can feel the hardness, that is enough to understand earth element. So you keep your attention on top of the head, then move down by scanning. Move down, then feel the hardness of your whole skeleton, bone. Move down slowly. The moment you can feel the hardness, then you move down again, hardness, hardness. When you can feel the hardness, move down again. Move down again, part by part, until the sole. It may take, for example, 20 minutes to go one round. 20 minutes is just average. For some people, if he scan, immediately he can feel hardness. So he can go about 5 minutes, one round, then again another round, again another round of hardness, until the whole body become until the hardness become very clear in his perception. The second one is water element. Water element has two characteristics. One is flowing, another one is cohesion, stickiness. To discern this water element, you have to use your mind to think. Tear is flowing, sweat is flowing, saliva is flowing, urine is flowing, blood is flowing. Then the cohesion. Cohesion is the cohesive nature, sticky nature that bind together all your organs. For example, our organ. I think most of you understand the yoga. Yoga, when you put the head down and foot on top, why your organ does not scatter? The organ can maintain, can remain bind together simply because of water element. So in short, this cohesive nature is the force of binding, so that your shape of the body in proper, so all your organs in proper shape. So you listen, apart from listen the flowing, you also feel the cohesive nature in the body. The third one is fire element. Fire element is very easy to discern. The moment you feel the bodily temperature in the body, then you recognize it as fire element. And when the body is not hot, it's cold, it's also fire element, relatively. The last one, for the fire element, same. You scan and feel the little bit heat, bodily temperature throughout the body. And the last one is wind element. So inside the wind, inside the body, you can feel the breathing air. In-breath, out-breath, which is wind element, heartbeat, which is wind element, rising, falling of stomach, which is wind element. The second characteristic of wind element is supporting. Why we can sit very erect? Because wind support the body. This is called wind element. And also any pressure in the body, which is wind element. So to practice this four element meditation, you scan the body from top of the head. Then first earth element, when earth element become clear, I don't know how long it takes for you to to discern earth element. But when it becomes clear, then you go to the second one, wind element. Water element. So when water element become clear, you go to third one, fire element. When fire element become clear, you go to the fourth one, wind element. And this process, repeat the process again and again, from the top of the head down to the soul. And as you develop mindfulness and concentration, and the process become fast, from one scan, hardness become very clear. Another scan, top of the head down to the soul, water element become clear. And third scan, from top of the head down to soul, fire element become clear. And last one, from scan from top of the head down to the soul, wind element become clear. So if the element become clearer and clearer, and it appear very fast, and your discerning mind also goes very fast. When the insight becomes sharp and the four elements appear very fast, then you should not move from top of the head down to soul. Instead, you keep the whole body as one. So when you take the whole body as one, then you keep on discerning of element, not moving from top of the head down to soul. Just as a one and discern earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, again and again. Until you lose the perception of body. You cannot see the body anymore. What you see is only four elements. And for somebody, the four elements, they cannot see there's any self in the four elements, and they get very frightened. There's one yogi, when she discerns the four elements in the body and cannot see any self in the body, she was so frightened and cried, tearing, and come to me. Say that it's so fearful. And I told her, congratulations, you have seen the truth. So from this yogi's experience, you should understand, seeing the truth is something can be fearful to you.
Because you lose
yourself. Yes, because we have strong clinging to the self. Without self, we don't know how to live the world. So once you see the truth, there is no self, the mind cannot take it for the first moment. Self is created one. It's not real. It's created by our ignorance and craving. It's not real. So when a yogis, if they cannot see the four elements as non-self, then he should contemplate. When he see the earth element, he should contemplate earth element is not a self, mentally say. If non-self nature does not appear clear to her or him, then he should use yoniso manasikara, wise attention. So listen, earth element, then mentally say, earth element is not a self. Then water element again, water element is not a self. Then wind element, a fire element, then fire element is not a self. And last one, when he discerns earth, wind element, he should say, wind element is not a self. And as he keeps on practicing, sometimes the whole body appear as bubbles, water bubbles, arising, passing away, arising, form and vanishing, form and vanishing. So the whole body appear no more solid as before, only forming and perishing, forming and perishing. Then he understands anicca of the body. And for somebody, they feel that the whole body, just like a house, suddenly collapse. Everything collapse. When I practice these four elements, not only I see this like bubbling, forming and vanishing, but I also see the whole body collapse that I cannot get up at all. At that moment, you understand the fault, the danger of having the body. It is impermanent, not lasting, and it's very stressful and no control over the body. So it is anicca, dukkha, anatta. So if you can reach this state, then you, the mind does not cling to body anymore. Okay, so this is how to practice four elements meditation. Now I would like to continue to teach you how to practice four elements during meal time. During meal time, many people, you know, most people eat with craving. And we know craving is an unwholesome state of mind. In order to get rid of that craving, we should eat mindfully with insight. So we will apply the four elements meditation during meal time. So when you take the food, the spoon touch the hand touch the spoon, please feel the hardness. But sometimes you can feel the coldness of the stainless steel spoon. Coldness is fire element. Then you bring the food into your mouth, and when the food touches the tongue, you can feel various elements. You can choose whatever element you feel and contemplate it. If you feel the hot of the food touch the tongue, then you contemplate fire element. If you feel the roughness of the food or hardness or softness of the food touch the tongue, then what should you contemplate? Earth element, yes. Then you start chewing. Chewing. What is the element of chewing? Wind element. So after few chewing, you will feel saliva flowing out from your mouth. What element? Water element. So you contemplate taking that flowing and contemplate water element, water element. Lastly, you have to swallow, right? When you swallow, then the food is pushed down. Pushed down. That pushing is wind element. So you can discern all four elements during one spoonful of the food in the mouth. And you repeat the process again and again until you feel so tired of eating and you no more enjoy the food. Okay, try today. Okay, so this is the four elements meditation during sitting if you want to practice four elements. But during meal time is the must. Because during my interview with you, I will ask you how you discern the four elements during your meal time. So I have taught you metta bhavana, loving kindness meditation. I have taught you anapanasati. Now I have shared with you four elements meditation. Why should I teach you so many ways of practices? Because one way of the practice may not suitable for everyone. You should choose the one you feel most comfortable. Then you make fast progress. However, I would like to recommend you to start with metta first. Metta meditation softens the mind and make the mind happy. And if you can practice with happy mind, then your progress goes very smoothly. So you can practice metta for 20 minutes, then you continue mindfulness of breathing. But for those who is very good in mindfulness of breathing, you can start with anapanasati. So during walking meditation, if you can practice anapanasati, you can do anapanasati. Otherwise, I will recommend you to do four elements meditation. As I have shared with you, first, when you walk, any movement is wrong. When the foot touch the floor, hardness, you can feel a hardness or whatever element you feel. Then you just note it. Any movement, you just wind element, but how you feel? You feel a hardness, then earth element. Wind element, earth element. In the process, some element will become clearer and clearer. Then you have more to observe. But to anchor your mind, you emphasize on two first, wind element and earth element. The rest, when it appears, then you observe. And lastly, whatever element you observe, you should conclude it with earth element is not myself, water element is not myself, fire element is not myself, wind element is not myself. Otherwise, you will identify element as myself. Because the purpose of this four element is to see non-self nature of the body. Okay? Any question?